In this week's parasha, we have the pasuk "B'tzedek tishpat am yisecha," which Chazal, in many different drushas, that they say one of the drushas is the concept of dan. Your person should be dan as chaver lechav schus. And then the shayas talk about different lashanas. I want to talk about one point about that. Recently, I started receiving a weekly email called Ayin Toiva about how looking at people positively, which a lot of that flows into the concept of dan lechav schus. They give an example of a situation, and how could you possibly dan lechav schus? So I was wondering to myself, why are we referring to this as Ayin Toiva? Why don't we just call it that it's dan lechav schus? And I think the answer is that there's really two different issues over here. Dan lechav schus is the action which we're going to do. The motivation, the reason why we look at this person positively and so desire to dat him lechav schus is because I have an ayin toiva vis-a-vis the person. I feel positive and I think positive thoughts about the person. Therefore, I'm motivated to look at him positively. For example, if somebody that I know is making a chasna, I don't receive an invitation. So what are my thoughts? See, if it's a very, very close friend, my thoughts are going to be, obviously he wants to invite me. I didn't get invitation. It must be that the invitation got lost in the mail. It must be there was a mistake which was made, and you know he assumed his wife's taking care of it. Assumed he's taking care of it, something of that sort. But I will not be upset at him and you know think bad thoughts about him because I have such a positive relationship with him that I'm going to think positive thoughts about the person. Let's say somebody that I've had a negative interaction with before, or a person that I don't know so well, I'm going to assume the person did not invite me. And if I have had negative interactions with him, I'll think the person didn't invite me because he upset it with me. And I'm going to create this whole thought process in my mind because of my perception of the person. So the Ayin Toiva is the kli which allows me to want to look at the person in a positive way and therefore judge positively. As a matter of fact, it's not even a process that I have to do. I don't have to. If I have an Ayin Toiva vis-a-vis the person, it's almost automatically I'm going to interpret it positively. And if I don't have an Ayin Toiva vis-a-vis the person, it's almost automatically I'm going to interpret it negatively unless I force myself to interpret it positively. Let's say I'm power vis-a-vis the person. So it can go either way. But the issue is, if I develop an Ayin Toiva, I'm going to be able to accomplish this concept of B'Tzedek Tishpat Am Yisecha much more easily. Let's take it one step further, just analyze it a step further. If we think about it, when we down the Chav Schus, there are probably three different categories how we down the Chav Schus. So let's go to the example which we just gave. So, first step is my interpretation of what happened. He didn't send me an invitation. Is correct. I assume he did not send me an invitation. What I see in front of me is what happened. I exculpate the person. You know, I exonerate him. I say, you know, he forgot. He was busy. There was a mistake, which is you know he relied on him and she relied on her. But my interpretation is that the story is as given, but there's a reason why, there's an excuse. The person was tired, he wasn't thinking, the person does something wrong, but the person does something which is negative. I see him doing something which is negative, but I don't tie this on him, you know, people make mistakes. So I'm not upset at him. I don't think negatively about him, even though the action was negative, because I have an excuse for him. So I excuse his action. That's step number one. Approach number two is that I say, you know, that he did something which seems to be negative. Maybe there's more to the story. And even though my interpretation is true, he did not send me an invitation, or he said something bad. But maybe there's more to the story, and therefore it's not as bad as I think it is. The third way to do it is I come along and say, you know, that mehechatesi b'chalal, that I know anything about the story. As I'm shut, you know, I'm assuming that betzim it's a negative action, but maybe he has a good reason why he did it. Or, you know, so then it's not negative. But maybe I'm wrong in my whole assumption to start with. My whole assumption to start with is wrong because why am I the person who's sitting in judgment over here and deciding he's done something which is wrong, but I'm going to then decide why it's okay. The next step is, why am I judging? Why am I the person who has a right to sit in judgment on somebody else? Maybe I'm the bad person and everybody else is good around me and I don't even have the eyes how to see things properly. So that's a whole new layer of how to do it to be down the chavsus, when almost if you can't be, you have to judge them correctly. Judging correctly means you have to have facts, and you never have enough facts. So the answer is why you're judging. Have a good Shabbos.